It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Our study is in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 right now, and we're looking at the subject of prayer, and we're just about through with Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. We're going into verse 19. Verse 18 says, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We're to pray. This is one of the most important aspects of the Christian life, I believe, is the ability or the privilege of prayer. We're to go to the Lord through the Holy Spirit. Every person who names the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, that means they've been saved, they're on their way to heaven, they are able to pray in the Spirit because the Bible says if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. So every person who is born again, they have the Spirit of the Lord. Well, praying in the Spirit, does that mean that you have to run around raising your arms and shouting and jumping up and down and doing acrobatic things and doing things like that? That's not what it's speaking of. We're praying in the Spirit. That means to let the Holy Spirit take our prayers to the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. That means letting the Holy Spirit guide us in our prayer life to help us to pray the right prayer that goes to the Father. May I say that I believe the Holy Spirit listens to us, and I believe that He takes out, we might call them all filler words. I believe He takes what's necessary to Jesus Christ so that Jesus can give what we've asked for to the Father. He's an advocate for us, and He can present to the Heavenly Father what we need and what we've prayed for. And the only way that we can have that done is through the Spirit, supplication in the Spirit. And that means praying for others as well. Notice that verse says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto. Now, let me back up just a moment. And supplication in the Spirit, that means praying for ourselves as well. Praying in the Spirit. We need prayer. We need to pray. And we need to pray for ourselves. Pray that the Lord would help us in the things that come into our lives, help us to do the work that He has for us. The verse goes on to say, and watching thereunto with all perseverance, that means not giving up, keep on praying, and supplication for all saints. Well, we're to pray for each other as the children of God. We are to pray for each other that God would take care of each one of us and give us what we need in order to be able to serve Him to our fullest while in this life. This life is short compared to eternity. And we're going to read a verse here in just a moment. And it's going to tell us that there's a certain period of time that we have. We're to have compassion for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We're to supplicate for them. We're to ask God to do things in our brothers and sisters' lives that they need. Help my brother, help my sister in this life, Lord. Give them what they need. And we're also to have compassion for the lost. Shouldn't we have the same burden as our Lord did for the people of this world? Psalm 86:15 says, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion. He has compassion for everybody. It goes on to say, and gracious and long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Psalm 145 verse 8, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, but when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Well, the Bible says that Jesus and God is long-suffering toward us and not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. He's long-suffering. He has compassion. Matthew chapter 18, verse 33. Shouldn't not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant? Here it is. even as I had pity on thee. This is Jesus speaking. You see, shouldn't we have compassion on the people we come into contact with daily, who have never trusted Christ as Savior? John chapter 9 and verse 4 says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Jesus Christ said he had a short time. He could only do the things that God had for him, God the Father had for him to do in a short period of time. He could only get so much done. And he said, I've got to do this. I must work the works of him that sent me. God the Father sent Jesus Christ into this world. He says, I got to do this while I'm alive, while it is day. Because the night cometh when no man can work. Nighttime is when the breath of life leaves this body, or when Jesus Christ comes back in the clouds and for us Christians says, come up hither. We go up to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it's all over with here. We can no longer have an influence on this world. We can no longer lead people to the Lord. We can no longer be with our brothers and sisters in Christ who are left behind. That is, if the breath of life leaves us and we go on ahead of them. Now, if Jesus comes back in the clouds and says, come up hither, we're all going to be together, those of us who have trusted him. But we've got to pray right now, and we've got to work right now, because the night cometh when no man can work. Our night comes when the breath of life leaves us, or Jesus comes for us in the rapture of the church. Either way, we will no longer serve God in this life. We need to be busy serving the Lord now while we can. We need to be praying for the lost of this world and helping them to find Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, the Bible in Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Verse 19 continues and says, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me. Paul says, pray for me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Well, that's a lot, isn't it? That's a lot to think about. Here's a man that I suppose was used more of God than anyone that I know of while he was here, Paul the Apostle. But we read verse 18 where Paul is writing down that we need to be praying for other individuals. We need to pray for the saints. We need to be supplicating for each other. That's asking God's favor and all of this, helping each other. But now he says, I'm asking for myself and for me that utterance be given unto me. Can you imagine Paul the Apostle asking people to pray for him? Can you imagine Paul the Apostle wanting people to pray for the man who wrote, I believe, over half of the New Testament? He says that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Well, he says, and for me that utterance may be given unto me that I may open my mouth boldly. Well, Paul was, at that time, a prisoner at Rome when he wrote this letter. He was in special need of prayers of Christians. He asked for prayer to be strengthened in his afflictions. Paul also said, and I'm sure he wanted to be able to give out the gospel of Christ at every opportunity, he wanted to be prayed for in that area that he would be able to give out the gospel. And we too should also seek the prayers of others, so we will not be hindered in giving out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, we look at his life and we look here as he's written this to the book of to the people of the church at Ephesus. Paul, though a prisoner of Rome, was permitted to preach the gospel. Can you imagine that? He was under arrest, but yet he could preach the gospel. He asked the church at Ephesus to pray so that he would be able to continue giving out the gospel where he was at all times. I wonder, could we do the same thing? Could we give out the gospel no matter what position we were in, no matter what place we were in? Paul the Apostle did. He was giving out the gospel while he was arrested, while he was under arrest. And he says, I want to be able to do this at all times, so pray for me. That's what he was asking the church at Ephesus to do. We too, as prisoners of this world, need the prayers of our brothers and sisters in Christ so we can give out the gospel unhindered. We need to pray for each other. The Bible says the days are evil. That was written 1,000, 2,000, several thousand years ago, that the days are evil. How much more evil today is it than when those words were written down in the scriptures? The days are evil. So we need prayer now. You and I need to be praying for each other, holding each other up in prayer, that the gospel of Christ would not be hindered, that nothing would stop us from being able to give out the word of God. See, as the saved of God, we should pray for each other that our witness with the gospel message, no matter where we are, will not fall on deaf ears. I believe falling on deaf ears means someone who hears the gospel with their human ears, without hearing, their hearing with their eternal heart. I believe the eternal heart, what I mean by this is, it's the soul of a person. You see, the soul of a person will be somewhere for all eternity. The eternal heart, the person has an eternal heart, and that eternal heart is going to exist somewhere for eternity, either in heaven or in hell, later to be transferred to the lake of fire. How sad that is, that people will die without Jesus Christ. They will die because possibly you and I could have reached an individual with the gospel, but we get hindered. So therefore, we need to pray for one another. We should pray that the word of God goes forth, and that all hindrances of hearing and receiving the gospel to be removed, that all things that would stop the gospel from going forth should be stopped, that those things should be hindered, those things that are hindering us from proclaiming Jesus Christ saves. Even after the gospel goes forth, given out by those of us who are saved, there are many times results we are saddened by. Christ had the following to say in Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 9, he says, And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Well, the sower that we read of here is one of us who takes the gospel to people. Don't forget that Jesus Christ is speaking of us here as sowers of the word. Well, he goes on to say in verse 4, And when he sowed, that's the sower now, that's us, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell on good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. Now, the next time we're going to see what Christ was talking about here in Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 9, we're going to continue on with Matthew 13, verses 18 through 23. But God loves you today, and if you've never trusted Him, He wants you to know Him as Lord and Savior. You can do that by going His way instead of your way. Change your mind. Go God's way. Lord, come into my heart. I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Jesus will save you today if you'll ask Him.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.